The Marshmallow Test, Mastering Self-Control. Author, Walter Mitchell. Self-control. Self-control and the ability to delay immediate gratification for the sake of future consequences is very essential for a successful life. After 5 decades of researches on self-control, it was found that the traditional belief that willpower is an inborn trait that you either have or don't is false. Self-control and the ability to resist temptation is an acquirable cognitive skill that can be learned, modified, and enhanced through specific cognitive strategies. Helping kids to have the freedom to make real choices is very important. They should learn how to make choices and learn them strategies which help them resist temptation and relieve stress. The story of the marshmallow test. The marshmallow test is an experiment where some children were observed to see when and how they become able to exert sufficient self-resistance to choose waiting for 2 marshmallows rather than having the one right away. Resistance was very easy for some of them, while it was very difficult for the others. It was found that the ability to resist temptation depends on some conditions and on the way each one thinks of the treat. They could cool hot temptation, delay gratification, and achieve self-control by following mental processes and strategies. The children involved in the marshmallow experiment were followed up and information about them was collected several years after as adolescents and adults. Some connections between their behaviors in the experiment and how they fared later in life was suspected. Children who can resist the temptation remain high in self-control over the years. As adolescents, they can control themselves in frustrating situations, yield less to different kinds of temptations, less distractible when trying to concentrate, more intelligent, self-reliant, confident, and trust their own judgment. And when under stress, they never go into pieces. They think ahead and plan more, and when motivated, they were more able to pursue their goals. As adults, they were able to reach their goals, reach higher education levels, and make money. They're happier and healthier. The strategies used by the children to control themselves. By following some strategies to control themselves and to cool the conflict and stress they were experiencing, the children could resist the temptation successfully. Strategies they used are cool the now, heat the later. Regardless of age, the main strategy for self-control is cool the now and heat the later. Push the temptation in front of you far away, in space and time, and bring the distant consequences closer in your mind. For example, if heavier smokers focused on later and long-term consequences of cigarette smoking, they will imagine themselves as lung cancer patients and tobacco cravings diminish. Distraction. Children who were successful in abstaining from eating the marshmallow created all sorts of ways to distract themselves and cool the stress they were experiencing. They used some methods to help ease their struggle with willpower, such as composing songs, creating games, and constructing fun stories. The I think I can strategy. The more children believe that they think they can resist temptation, the more likely they were able to delay gratification and control their impulsive tendencies. Cognitive appraisal. The children who can change how they mentally present the stimulus find it easier to exert self-control. Children who can be persuaded to think of marshmallows as puffs of cloud are more likely to overcome their temptation than the children who are encouraged to think of the sweetness of the treat. The strategies that empower adults to delay gratification. Self-control is the main trait for constructing a good life. But there are other traits that are important for protecting against the negative effects of stress and provide a foundation that can be cultivated and nurtured. They are mastery. I think I can is the belief that you can be an active agent in determining your own behavior, that you are able to change, grow, learn, and master new challenges. Optimism. Optimistic people are more willing to delay gratification, even if it is difficult to do so because they have higher overall expectation of success, anticipation of the best possible outcome. Future self. If we feel greater continuity with who we will become, we might be willing to sacrifice more of our present pleasures for the sake of that future self. If you feel closely connected to your future self, will you be more likely to take into account how your present actions will impact how you feel later? Psychological distance. To resist temptation, we have to cool it, distance it from the self, and make it abstract. To take the future into the account, we have to heed it, make it imminent and vivid. To plan for the future, it helps to pre-live it, at least briefly, to imagine the alternative possible scenarios as they were unfolding in the present. The executive function. It is part of the cool system critical for self-control. These are the cognitive skills that let us exert deliberate, conscious control of thoughts, impulses, actions, and emotions. It gives us freedom to inhibit and cool impulsive urges, and to think and deploy attention flexibly in ways that let us pursue and reach our goals. The future of executive function successful delayers followed. Each child who waited successfully had a distinctive strategy for self-control, but they all shared 3 features of executive function. First, they had to remember and actively keep in mind their chosen goal and the contingency. Second, they had to monitor their progress toward their goal and make the necessary corrections by shifting their attention and cognitions flexibly between goal-oriented thoughts and temptation-reducing frequencies. Third, The HATs inhibit impulsive responses that would prevent them from attaining their goal. How can parents and educators help children develop self-control ability? To promote children's sense of both autonomy and responsibility, we can help them realize early in life that they do have choices that are theirs to make, and that each choice comes with consequences. Good choices come with good consequences, and bad choices come with bad consequences. 1. Foster trust. If we want our children to be willing to delay gratification when we promise them delayed reward, we would better be careful to keep our promises. By keeping our promises and being responsive to our children's needs, we foster trust. Be a model. The most important thing you can do to help your children learn self-control is probably to regulate your own emotions so you can stay calm and compassionate with your child. The characteristics and behaviors of adult models influence what young children learn, imitate, and transmit to others. They acquire their self-standards. It is important to model the standards you guide them to adopt in your behavior. Researchers have shown the powerful effects of models, even in short-term experiments, on everything. 3. Encourage them to be optimistic. The successes children have early in life increase how willing and able they become to pursue goals with persistence, develop optimistic expectations for success, and cope with the frustrations, failures, and temptations that are inevitable as they grow up. 4. Help them realize that they have choices and each choice has consequences. To promote children's sense of autonomy and responsibility, it's important to help them realize that they have choices and each choice has consequences. Rewards can be used to encourage appropriate choice. They need to learn that their behavior has consequences. 5. Create conditions in which young children succeed. Early success experience helps them develop optimistic reality-based expectations for success and competence and prepare them to discover for themselves the kinds of activities that ultimately become intrinsically gratifying for them. 6. Help them develop incremental growth mindsets. Rather than looking for good grades and applauding kids for being so smart, it's important to think of their talents, abilities, intelligence, and social behavior not as reflecting fixed inborn traits, but as skills and competencies that they can cultivate if they invest effort. 7. Help them deal with setbacks. It's also important to help them understand and accept that failure along the route are part of life and learning, and then encourage them to find constructive ways to deal with such setbacks so that they can keep trying instead of becoming anxious, depressed, and avoidant. 8. Motivation. Children need motivation to change their behavior by applying the strategies they learned. We make our DNA, and our DNA makes us. The marshmallow studies over the years have shown that, of course, genes are important. Of course, the DNA is important. But what gets activated and what doesn't get activated depends enormously on the environment. And what we do as individuals, and what we think of and experience, and the stress levels we encounter, the stuff we smoke, the toxins we inhale, and the things we do and feel, the way we manage our emotions, the way we regulate our lives, enormously influences how the DNA plays out. It means that no matter what the DNA lottery has dealt them, people have a hell of a lot more choices and freedom if we can reduce their stress levels and give them access to the kinds of skills and the kind of mental transformation that lets them think differently about delayed and immediate outcomes, their temptations, and their own dispositions.